king of God there. Didn't take one question. All we saw was his derriere and his ears, walking away, very unpresidential. And all of a sudden now, the next day, no immigration problems. The trainloads of immigrants are gone. The TB is gone. The scabies are gone. The H1N1 flu is gone. The overwhelming of our hospitals and schools. I am very excited by this. I'm excited by it because everyone's blaming everyone. So I'm going to ask you, the listener of the Savage Nation, now that you've learned that President Putin's plane might have been the target for the Ukrainian missile, according to the Russians, who do you think is responsible for this terrible, terrible incident of a passenger jet going down over Ukraine? Was it the Ukrainians to make the Russians look bad? Was it the Russians by accident, meaning the separatists, they're the Russians, the factotum of the Russian? What would Russia gain by shooting down a passenger plane? Let's start with that. Let's start using our heads. Would Russia have knowingly shot this jet down? The answer is, of course not. It only makes them look worse. So they wouldn't have knowingly done it. It is possible that one of their 18-year-old kids manning this missile battery, the Buk missile battery, maybe the kid was 18 years old. He had no supervision. He saw the plane. He was afraid of getting bombed from a high altitude, and he just pressed the button. Maybe it was a mistake by one of the Russian separatists. But in terms of who would do it knowingly, not the Russians. Knowingly, I said, maybe by accident. Who would do it knowingly? Possibly the Ukrainians to make the Russians look bad. And I'm sorry to tell you, if you want to range into the conspiracy area, again, I'm not joining them, comma, yet, period. Let's go into the conspiracy area because people are talking. They're saying it's very convenient that this jet was shot down literally hours after Obama was in deep trouble, as the Democrats are over the flooding of America with illegal aliens. So I'll open it up to the audience on the Savage Nation, from New York WABC to San Francisco on KSFO to WBAP in Dallas and WJR in Detroit and all my other stations in between. We're open for business. 855-400-7282. WJR, Detroit. Gary, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
First of all, Dr. Savage, I've explained before why things like this happen. The Malaysian Airlines was created in 1972, the year of the rat. The rat's enemy is you, Dr. Savage, the year of the horse. This is the year of the horse. This is not the first tragedy. First, they have a missing plane. We have 370 missing. Now we have 17.
Wait. You're Gary the numerologist, right? So you're going to put this in terms of numerology. So let's cut to the chase, Gary. Who did it?
Oh, I believe it was the Ukrainians.
Why?
The reason I believe it's the Ukrainians is because you have more to gain if the world goes after Russia for this.
So logic would indicate that I would agree with you. In other words, in terms of who would gain by this, the Ukrainians would by blaming Russia. And it's convenient that the next day, McCain is already calling for war. Then the next second, the warmonger, the lunatic, the foaming mad military-industrial complex lunatic McCain is calling for an act of war.
Exactly what you just said. McCain, born 1936, year of the rat. You see how everything's stacking up? Democratic Party, born in the year of the rat. You understand? Malaysian Airlines, founded in the year of the rat. This is all goes back to yin-yang energy. Negative and positive, Dr. Savage.
I don't know about yin-yang. I know about ding-dong. I don't know about yin-yang. We got ding-dong in the White House. I don't think we even have any yin in the White House. We have all yang. Actually, I think it's all yin disguised as yang, but that's another story. Thanks for the call, Gary. Let's go to a more substantial, rational caller. I like Gary. Don't get me wrong, but this is not a time for this. What do you think? Jose on KCMO in Kansas City. Missouri, welcome to the Savage Nation. Who do you think did this?
Hey, Dr. Savage. Love your show. I mean, first, when I heard about it, I was like, you know what? It's the Ukraine helping out the U.S. Ukraine, I mean, Russia, they're battling it out. And then Obama, who's to say, he calls out Ukraine and says, help me out here with something, because the whole border crisis, I mean, just like the Bulber dog and the VA scandal, it's just kind of weird how everything...
All of a sudden, the border crisis, which had come up to the biggest issue in America's mind, according to Gallup, just yesterday, released yesterday, Obama has almost destroyed the Democrat Party by flooding America with the illegals. The very next day a plane goes down. Now, we're not saying that he did it. Let's not get carried away. I didn't say I agree with that. However, if you're using your mind and you are able to think and you are a free thinker, you certainly could analyze that. And moreover, if you were a detective, listen to what I just said to you. If you were a police detective investigating a crime, the first thing you do is say, okay, forget all the evidence. Let's start with who has to gain from this, who has to lose from it. That's what you start with. That's not what you end with, but that's what you start with. Then you go to the black box. Then you go to the pieces on the ground. Then you look at the fragments of the missile, if it was a missile, and you try to find out the origin of that missile. Now, that of course will not prove anything. Because let's take the worst possibility that it's conspiracy by intelligence agencies opposed to Russia that want to really destroy the nation. Because the Russian nation, that is Vladimir Putin, is the last holdout against the New World Liberal Order. And I'm telling you right now, Putin is the only thing that stands in the way of making the entire world over in the image of the New World Liberal Order. If you look at it from that point of view, a whole different world opens up to you. I'm saying use your mind. I didn't say I agree with that. What did it? What shot it down? I also reported to you that Russian news is saying that Putin's plane may have been the intended target for a Ukrainian missile because Putin's plane and the Malaysian Boeing intersected at the same point in the sky within minutes of each other. I'll open the lines again to 855-487-282. It's the Savage Nation. And each truck has its own radar, by the way. It does not have to go, through a centralized radar facility. Each truck has its own radar capacities, which means any truck with these missiles, have you seen the pictures, the size of them? Did you know that they have an altitude of 72,000 feet, by the way? I want you to think about what I just said to you. 72,000 feet, the Russians started building them in 1971 in the early forms to shoot down our spy planes. Did you hear what I just said to you? 72,000 foot altitude. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation. Question to the audience, who did it?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855.
Sanctions on some of Russia's largest companies and financial institutions. We're freezing the assets of several Russian defense companies. And we are blocking new financing of some of Russia's most important banks and energy companies. These sanctions are significant, but they are also targeted, designed to have the maximum impact on Russia while limiting any spillover effects on American companies or those of our allies.
It looks like it may be a terrible tragedy. Right now, we're working to determine whether there were American citizens on board. That is our first priority.
Last night, our dear leader announces sanctions on Russia. Doesn't say one word about the flood that he's brought in from south of the border. And instead he diverts everyone's attention to evil Russia. The very next day, a jet goes down, a Malaysian jet, over Ukraine, and everyone's blaming Russia. So if you're a conspiracist who despises Benedict Arnold Obama, you say he's involved. If, on the other hand, you're a cool-headed person like Cool Hand Luke, you say, wait a minute, we don't know who did this, probably one of the Russian kids manning a book battery. Got freaked out, saw a jet, thought he was going to get bombed and pressed the button. That's a theory. Or you could say the Ukrainians did it with Russian equipment to blame the Russians to bring world sympathy on their side. Or, you know, anything's possible. We'll never know the truth. This is like who killed JFK. You think you're ever going to find out? I mean, you do know that half the things that occur, you never find out what really happened. Remember the black woman, the unarmed black woman? With a baby in the rear of her car, who got lost outside the White House, who was executed by the Secret Service and the Park Police, and then suddenly the commission found out she was innocent. I mean, they were innocent, rather. They had a right to execute her in the car, even though they violated all of the standing orders on never to shoot into a stopped vehicle. Well, by the way, her lawyer will be on the show later. What I'm telling you is you're never going to find out what went on. We live in a world of total deceit. But who do you think did it? Who do you think did it? That's what I want to know. The American people speak on the Savage Nation. James in New York City on WABC, your opinion, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I think in a couple days you're going to start to hear about a lot of top Russian generals starting to disappear because what I think is I think the Russians tried to do it because when it comes to the sanctions, a lot of powerful people are losing a lot of money and I think they will follow both planes. Hoping to throw him off and try to get Putin's plane.
Wait, so you're saying there was a literal an attempt at a military coup within Russia to get rid of Putin?
Yes.
But wait, why? What would the oligarchs have to gain by killing Putin?
Because all the sanctions that are being leveled against the Russian government now by the United States and the Europeans, they're all losing a lot of money.
All right, but wait. So wait a minute. So you mean if they get rid of Putin, there's no sanctions?
If they get rid of Putin, everything will go back to normal. They'll pull out of the Ukraine like the Europe and the United States want. The sanctions will be lifted, and everything goes back to money.
Of course, everything goes back to money. I agree with that. Everything. Everything. Every war on earth has been fought over power and money and women. Don't forget the women. But in this case, it's not women. It's power and money. It's an interesting theory, James. I didn't think of it, but you have a very elastic mind, and I appreciate that. If you were a student in one of my classes, I would give you an A+ for creative thinking. I like people who can think. I mean, we live in a world where people can't even think, right? The guy had listen to what I just said to you. The caller just now had an odd voice. You would dismiss him if you talked to him in the street. But if you listen to what he just said, it's a theory that has at least a probability factor in it that's not irrational. But who do you think did it? Who gains the most? I mean, I have callers all over the map on this, by the way. WJR, Kyle, you think the Russians did it, right?
Yes, sir, Dr. Savage. Do you recall back in the 2012 elections, President Obama was caught on tape, a tape that he no longer thought was rolling, speaking to a Russian ambassador, that after the election, he would have more flexibility?
Yeah.
Now, the Russian ambassador said he would deliver this message to Vladimir.
Now, it was not the Russian ambassador. It was the Russian president, Medvedev, on an open mic. I remember it distinctly. And so what does that have to do with the plane going down?
Well, it seems to me that this plane going down serves two purposes. Like you mentioned earlier, it serves as a distraction for Obama's immigration crisis. But it also now gives Russia justification if, say, this plane was shot down from Ukraine to complete their objective they already started in Ukraine. Remember, Putin wanted to take Ukraine. If the Ukrainians are aggressive, this gives him now justification to move in and finish what he started.
So you're saying the Russians shot it down and they're going to blame the Ukrainians?
Yes, absolutely. And it also serves Obama's purpose. Because remember, this is taking all the headlines off of the immigration crisis we have here.
So you're saying that both Putin and Obama gained by this?
I do, yes.
Ah, now that's a new love affair. That's very interesting. You're saying both of them gained by this?
Yes, because remember...
Oh, wow. I don't know. This is getting to be a novel for someone else. I couldn't even write this novel. I could. This is something I could write. It's a good conspiracy theory. I don't know how long this would hold up. But we do know some facts. There are some facts we do know. But you have to back up. Last night, Obama gives a speech that had me shaking with rage. The immigration crisis reaches a boiling point. Gallup releases a poll that suddenly it went from a 3% factor to a 17% factor in the minds of the average American. Immigration became the number one problem above the economy to the average American. So Obama screwed that up completely. He got blamed for it because he did it. And even Joe Blow understood that Obama's done this to this country. Okay, the very next day a plane goes down. Now what? Now we're no longer remembering the carloads, the trainloads of them coming over. And now we're talking about, did Putin do it? Did Ukraine do it? Who did it? See? This is how the world works. Colon on WMAL. Who did it is the question. Your answer counts. What is it?
Yeah, well, if France were throwing out conspiracy theories, Mr. Savage, why not the Chechens? But
Well, hold on. Now we have another factor. Why would the Chechens do this?
Well, I mean, the Chechens have long been, trying to fight for their homeland and independence.
But they shot down not a Russian airliner, but a Malaysian airliner.
Well, they're terrorists. So, I mean, anything to make a political point. However, they're proven to be also irrational terrorists.
Okay, but we're told that it was, first of all, the first report was it was from a Buk missile launcher. We don't even know if that's true. How did they immediately know it was from a Buk missile launcher? Where did we get that information from? That's what I want to know. How did they come up with a Buk missile launcher? Who told us that?
Well, no matter, like you said, we may never know, but it all matters on who spends it best. And
now that's your main point. whoever's going to get control of the propaganda first is going to win. And you know Obama's the master of propaganda, so he's going to win.
No.
He has the, Obama has the best spin machine the world has ever seen. It would make Leni Riefenstahl turn over in her grave. Thanks for the call. 855-407-282. Let's go to San Francisco. Sharon on KSFO. Who did it? You're up in the Savage Nation. Who shot down the plane over Ukraine?
I definitely think it's the IMF, the International Money Fund that's associated with the European Union, minus Germany and France, because Merkel and Putin were very friendly at the World Soccer Tournament, and there's been a whole lot of scuttlebutt going around that she is no longer backing the European Union, and neither is France. And then your previous caller went on to state that Putin signed a new agreement. He wants to start a new international money fund, and he's got a lot of money over there. And
but let's use common sense. I have one question for this audience. Why was this plane flying in a war zone? All of the commercial airliners were told to stay out of this area. Another Malaysian pilot is this dumb, and it's flying over Ukraine's border with Russia, despite political unrest in the area? Why? Tell me why a commercial plane would be flying over an area where two aircraft were shot down just this week. No one has an answer to that. Did you know that the U.S. FAA has barred U.S. airlines from flying over this region of the Ukraine for quite a while now? Why would Malaysia permit this to have occurred? Tell me why. You don't have an answer to that either. I mean, I don't either. You know, who's the captain, by the way, of this airplane? And we have a missing Malaysian jet because of a captain that we don't know. Now we have another Malaysian plane. Again, Malaysian plane, Malaysian plane, Malaysian plane. Why was he in a war zone? Why? Who sent him there? KSFO, San Francisco, Petri, go ahead. Who done it?
Who done it? We're all speculating at this point, but it's no wonder that this kind of thing is happening with the weakest president of all. You know, the superpower nation of the world. And he's showing all these nations how weak he is. All this chaos in the Middle East, the illegals coming over the border. Count the nations over there in the Middle East. You got Israel in chaos with Palestine and Hamas. You got Syria at civil war with total chaos. You got Iraq with ISIS craziness going on over there. And now you got Ukraine. Of course, we've had Ukraine already in chaos, but this is happening there. And all these nations and all these madmen are taking advantage of that weak president we got in the office who doesn't do anything.
All right, that's another absolute, I think it's a valid observation. Not I think, I know it's a valid observation. Certainly valid. Weakness creates a vacuum. In the vacuum, there moves strength. And we don't know who is behind this horrible shoot-down of the Malaysian airline by a surface-to-air missile. They're reporting it as a surface-to-air missile. There are some questions, though, and some of the questions are, why was the plane in an area known to have, you know, war, for example? Number two, how do we know it was a surface-to-air missile? How do we know that? Three, why are there reports that the plane didn't blow up in the air, but that it came down in a controlled descent and blew up on the ground? So something's wrong here. The same day that this is going on, Russia is slamming Obama's sanctions over the Ukraine as U.S. bullying. Obama's acting like a bully, as you well know. He's bullying us with illegal aliens to try to force amnesty on us. That's what he does. Obama is a bully. He's a classic coward and a bully. You know that. He uses bullying tactics for his political opponents here in America. So why would you not assume that these sanctions are not bullying tactics by Washington? Moreover, the idiots who are behind Obama are so stupid that the sanctions against Russia are liable to hurt this country more than they'll hurt Russia. They're so idiotic, the college girls who run this country, they don't even think about the consequences of their sanctions. If you analyze the sanctions, you'll find that American companies will be deeply damaged by these idiotic sanctions, by the way. Suzanne on the Internet, it's the Savage Nation. I'll pick up your call in a minute. The main question today is who did it, who shot the plane down. But before you go, I have to give you all sides of the story. Here's some breaking news. By the way, breaking news on another front. Israel military just announced it launched a ground invasion in the Gaza Strip. Again, breaking news. Israel launched a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip, confirmed now by ABC News and the IDF. I'll be right back with that story.
Join
apart because of the weakest leader in American history, but now Israel just launched a ground invasion into the Gaza Strip using tanks, bulldozers, ground troops to clean out the terrorists who are launching rockets around the clock into their cities. And we've been talking about who shot down the Malaysian Airlines plane this morning over Ukraine. A couple of conspiracy theories have come up. Then RT USA said that Putin's plane may have been the target because it was flying in the same area. But now there's a denial saying that Putin's plane has not flown over Ukraine for a long time, which would make more sense to me. Think about that one. They said it didn't. It would never fly over Ukraine. So it says Putin has only one jet. Board 1, he does not fly other planes. The plane always takes off from Vnukovo 3, but the presidential plane has not been flying over Ukraine for a while. The source at Vnukovo 3 terminal said Putin was on the way back from Brazil where he attended the BRICS summit to Moscow. Meanwhile, the Malaysian jet crashed in the Ukraine. Everyone's saying, well, he did it, they did it. But the big question is, why was that Malaysian jet flying over a war zone in plain English? That's the simplest question to ask yourself of all. And I'm going to say to you the story about Israel is another big story, bigger for one reason. This plane is down, the people are dead, horrible, but it's over. Now it's just finger-pointing and lies. Israel launching an attack into Gaza is another story because it's live, it's on the ground, and it's only just begun. Civilians are going to die, the UN is going to attack Israel. They had nothing to say when rockets were flying into Israel, which is not to justify killing children or women, but war kills women and children, and that's what's going to happen. Israel has no right to defend itself. Israel has no right of self-determination. Israel has no right to exist. Israel is illegitimate. We've heard all of this before. The American left will go in overdrive. They will foam on MSNBC until they have an hysterical breakdown. That's coming. 855, well, I can't even give you the number. We're so sold out. People are so excited by all of this. And you can blame this administration for everything. Why? Figure it out. When you have a weak leader who cannot bring parties together, either in this country or abroad, what happens in the world? I was once a school teacher. We saw weak school teachers entering inner city schools. You know what the kids did? They went wild in the classroom. When you have a weak teacher, the kids go crazy in the classroom. And that's what happens. We have a weak teacher, the whole world's breaking down. On top of it all, he's a deceitful leader. On top of being a weak leader, he's also a deceitful leader who wants to bust America wide open, as he's doing on the border. See, he's very good as a community organizer. I'm going to finish this in 30 seconds or less. The man was never made to be president. He was a superb front man for all the community organizations that wanted to push their agenda in the country. A community organizer is good at rallying people together to oppose a political opponent. That's all he's ever been good at. And that's why he doesn't stop attacking Republicans. It's all he's capable of. Never mind that's all he's good at. He is so blinded and so limited, he can only attack the Republicans. That's all he can do. Attack, attack, attack political opponents. The world is burning, and that's what he's doing. You know what he was doing in New York during this speech? A fundraiser. You know where he's going to be tonight? At the Hamptons, doing what? A fundraiser. That's the answer right there. Who shot it down is the question. There are fingers pointing in every direction. If you want to chime in, was it the Russian ethnic rebels in the Ukraine? Was it a cover-up by the CIA to get the immigration off the headline? Did the Ukrainians do it to blame the Russians? Who did this? Everyone has an opinion. Israel's the story when I come back on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, it's a terrible day in the world. Israel just launched a ground invasion against Gaza to clean out the rocketeers. And as you well know, Malaysian Airlines went down over Ukraine. Ukraine is saying Russia did it. Russia says we didn't do it. Conspiracy theories are flying all over the map. And as we well know, Obama's poll ratings went into the toilet as of yesterday, where immigration, meaning the out-of-control flood of invaders that he's bringing in from Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, etc., has finally percolated up to the average Joe, 17% according to the Gallup people. 70% of Americans say it's the number one problem. Bingo, the next day a plane goes down. Also driven into the ground by this is the fact that Hillary Clinton, the almost certain 2016 presidential candidate, received $275,000 to speak at a public university, University of Buffalo. $275,000, claiming that she gave the money to a charity, but of course the charity was herself. The charity was the Clinton Foundation. I mean, this is unbelievable to me how this country is going off the rails like this. She was dead broke when they came out of the White House. And then she goes on Joker's shows like Jon Stewart, a government jester. Make no mistake about it. Jon Stewart, Colbert, whatever that one is on HBO, I forget his name, another phony. They're government comedians. They're government jesters. Whatever the government wants to say, they have the laugh-a-thon on these shows. Don't take them as serious commentators. This is where they go when they want to have their laundry washed. Bill Maher is a laundress for the Democrat machine. Bill Maher is a laundress for the Democrat machine with fake laughter, laugh tracks. So is Jon Stewart. So is Colbert. They're all government jesters. $375,000 to speak at a public university at a time when kids are screaming about high tuition. They can't afford it. How can anyone ever vote for a Democrat again? They don't see it in front of their own eyes. The oligarchs are operating right in front of their eyes. But who shot the plane down? What do you think about Israel invading Gaza? 855-407-2282. Let's take the calls. Beth on WJR in Detroit. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
If the jet was shot down, and that's the word, if, I'm going to look at the Ukrainians because I think they would love to blame it on Russia or the pro-Russian freedom fighters in eastern Ukraine. I'm actually Russian Orthodox, and I do believe that Obama and the West really hate Russia right now because we're seeing a revival of Christian Orthodoxy, the likes of which have never been seen before in that part of the world, and I think they're very threatened by that.
Well, hey, let's pause right there. Yes, they are, and as I've stated it, Vladimir Putin is the last obstacle, in the way of the New World Liberal Order. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I certainly would.
The New World Liberal Order, which has crushed every other nation on Earth, has only one to go, and that nation is Russia. So anything is possible in the area of a conspiracy against Russia, for sure.
Well, Russia... People do not understand Russia, and that's where they're making a big mistake.
Well, Hitler didn't understand Russia. Napoleon didn't understand Russia. And I'm afraid our little emperor doesn't understand Russia.
Got that right.
Thank you for the call. Yes, indeed. It's the Savage Nation. And the phone number is 855. That opens up one line, 855-407-282. You better grab it as quickly as you can. And I'll take your calls on this right now. Suzanne on the Internet, who did it? Who shot down the plane? You're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Savage. I'm looking at an article on Weasel Zippers where a Russian separatist leader claimed that the separatists downed the plane, but then he scrubbed the post. My feeling is the one that benefited the most from this is the squatter at 1600. And
you think the squatter, you think that Napoleon had it done?
It would not surprise me in the slightest. It would.
And let's follow that theory just for the moment to give all the liberals a big laugh in New York City who are listening. Let's run our right-wing conspiracy theory for 1 second. Why would Benedict Arnold Obama have orchestrated this, according to you?
Well, I don't think he... I think he's afraid of Putin. I think Putin, you know, is very obviously a much stronger leader than Benedict Arnold. And I think that giving Russia a black eye is beneficial to him, but also getting the immigration off the front page. That's where he benefits the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, but if you follow that theory, then you'd say Israel launching a Gaza ground invasion today is part of that same theory. So you're not telling me Netanyahu asked Obama when to invade, did he?
Oh, not only no, but hell no.
All right, so then you see, it would tend to diminish the conspiracy theory. You know, do we follow the theory that Obama orchestrated the shoot down of the plane to get immigration off the headlines, then we'd have to say that Israel called Obama and said, when should we do it? And he said, we'll do it the same day, so we'll never hear about the flood of immigrants. So, you know, I think the whole thing is an example of a war situation that's out of control. The most likely here, to me, that bottom line is a young kid, 18 years old, put into that missile launcher in the Russian separatist camp, was sitting there on that equipment. They're calling it a book system. And he got freaked out seeing a high-flying bomber, he thought, that was about to bomb him, and he pressed the button. I mean, it could happen. Accidents happen in war. Many men are killed in war by their own side by accident. It happened in World War II. It happened in Iraq. It happened in Afghanistan. So this could happen. It could be an accident. But, you know, wars have started because of accidents for many, many a millennia here. So this is bad. This is very bad. But we'll not stop taking your calls on this. Ron on WABC, your opinion, please.
Yes,
go ahead.
Michael, you almost took part of the thunder out of my call. That's what I believe. Let's face it, the plane crashed on the border between the Russian Republic and Russian ethnic occupied Ukraine. The Russian army, of course, is too sophisticated and intelligent. And I think it was somebody in the Russian ethnic camp in Ukraine, it was over their territory, who's not sophisticated enough with a new sophisticated shoulder fire rocket toy. And you're right, probably sitting around like some guy just saying, hey, look at that.
Wait. This was shot down at 33,000 feet. I don't think it was a shoulder-fired rocket. They're reporting, clearly they're saying it was a Buk rocket, a Buk rocket launcher, which is a wholly different animal. That is a very powerful 72,000-foot altitude launcher, my friend.
And it would have had to been something a little bit more than a shoulder fire if it was at that height. But still, I think it was somebody who was unsophisticated in the Russian ethnic camp in Ukraine who, whatever, didn't have...
All right, so let's ask the next big question. Why was Malaysian Airlines allowing its pilot to fly over a war zone?
Simply because they're non-belligerents in this war, and they thought they were safe because they were non-belligerents, and, of course...
Oh, so they took the quickest... So the pilot decided to take the quickest route to his destination, save on fuel, saying they'll never shoot us down, we're kind of neutral.
And there is an outside possibility, but I emphasize a very small possibility, and it is outside, that it is Malaysian Airlines, so it could have been brought down by an act of terror within the plane by some type of Muslim terrorist, though a very small possibility of that happening. After all, it was a Malaysian plane filled with Dutch and Malaysian citizens because the flight originated from the Netherlands and was on its way to Malaysia. So that's an outside possibility. But I think you have it pretty right. I think you have it on the head, nail on the head.
And so you're saying, you're going with my theory, having listened to all my callers today on the Savage Nation from across America, which is that accident, 18-year-old kid, pressed the button out of panic.
Right, or pressed the button, hey, look, maybe that's the enemy and whatever. You know, playing with a new sophisticated toy. Let's face it, these guys are pretty much...
So now let's go to the next step. Who are the big winners here? Big winners here are Barack Obama, Barack Obama, and Barack Obama, aren't they?
Well, because he gets to reap, not that he necessarily caused it, but he gets to reap the benefit of incidents that took place on...
Correct. The ABC News was reporting last night a medical breakdown on the border. Illegals, top problem, according to Gallup.
He will.
Obama's saying, go to hell, we're stop deporting them. Pelosi saying we're not going to deport them. All of a sudden, all of this is gone. That the smugglers are operating in plain sight. The feds are releasing infected children into schools and unsafe homes around America. All that's gone all of a sudden, right?
Because they're taking advantage of something. That is their philosophy. Never let a crisis go to waste.
I agree with you. So here we go again. Around and around it goes. 855-407-28. That was the phone number. Here comes a real winner. Larry in Alabama, VNN. Larry, who did it? Go ahead, please.
I believe it was the Tea Party there, Dr. Savage. They were just...
Yeah, the Tea Party has a book missile launcher somewhere, correct?
Yes, sir. So we need to regulate handguns so that they can't do that no more.
I agree. It probably was a racist Tea Party member who was out to get Malaysians.
Yes, sir, because we can't have them. We can't have immigrants coming here. We can't have anything like that. So if we just shoot all their planes down, then we can control them that way. Huh?
There you go, Larry. You got a good mind on your show. Good head on your shoulders. WBAP in Dallas. We haven't heard from Dallas today. Dale on BAP. Your theory, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I go with just the pro-Russians. I mean, you know, listening to you and listening to everybody else, that's my opinion. But
that's okay. Hey, let me tell you something. Talk radio is called opinion.
Yes, sir.
It's about opinion. We can present the facts. We can then listen to people from around America and draw our own conclusion. So your opinion is as valid as any. It makes more sense than a spokesmouth from the White House, as far as I'm concerned. So don't laugh at yourself. Tennessee, another conspiracy theory coming out of Susie. Tennessee, who did it, Susie?
Obama's world handlers that are using Islamic terrorist pilots out of Malaysia who have already been made to look inept. Yesterday they issued those incendiary sanctions against Russia so they could frame them. So it's all the agenda for the Marxist Islamists to take control of the ashes of the world.
Well, it fits the theory, the ashes of civilization that are being created by the barbecue master in the White House. It fits the theory, but we can't prove that that's the actual reason, Susie. That's the problem, as you well know. They're 50 steps ahead of all of us, isn't that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, there. So all we, the little people, can do is sit here and wonder. That's all we can do. Now, listen to me. This is very important. I'm going to take a few more calls, take a break, and come back. And right after I come back, after the 30-minute break at the bottom of the hour, remember the African-American woman got lost, the mentally handicapped woman, baby in the back seat. She went around the White House. She jumped a barrier. They cornered her. They stopped the car, and they executed her. Remember that? And then suddenly, Thursday night, a so-called investigative panel of the Obama administration said that none of the Secret Service agents nor Park Police who executed this unarmed woman was guilty of violating any law. Her lawyer will be on this show. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now.
Missing plane, really, the plane that was shot down, rather. And we're talking about the ground invasion in the Middle East by Israel in the Gaza. We're talking about the fact that the immigration nightmare is suddenly swept off the pages of the few papers that were covering it. They're not covering it at all. You wait and see how long the puppets carry this airplane story. You wait and see if Wolf Blitzer and the other puppets like Bill Maher stop talking about this and start talking about the trainloads of gangsters and infected coming over the border. You wait and see what the jesters of the media do. Meanwhile, cold temperatures break a 128-year record in Mobile, Alabama. This is while Dr. Al Gore continues to walk around saying that the air that we exhale is causing the meltdown of the earth. Forecasts say Mobile, Alabama has broken a 128-year-old record with a low temperature of 64 degrees. And the last one was 65 degrees set in 1886, long before Al Gore's grandfather was digging for coal. 855-400-7282. KBOI, mark you on the Savage Nation. Who shot the plane down?
Dr. Savage, what if you had the ability to take over the guidance system and onboard computers of a airplane? What do you think you could do with that? What I'm talking about is remote access. If you recall, this plane that just was shot down was a Boeing 777. The plane that went missing is yet to be found, the MH370, also from Malaysia, was a 777. If you recall, if you look up, anybody wants to go on the Internet, the Freescale Semiconductor, an Austin-based computer company which has handled government contracts, had 12 Malaysian and 8 Chinese engineers that disappeared on that plane that were tied into how to use stealth technology on aircraft. Base Systems is involved in this type of stuff, too. What I'm saying is I firmly believe that there is the ability by an outside source, whether it's with our CIA, whatever, or another government, to take over the guidance system. And
but wait, so where are the reports coming that it was a Buk missile that shot it down? Where did they get that from?
Exactly. Anybody could throw out anything they want out there. So what I'm saying is that...
Whoa. Videos are showing a surface-to-air missile seen just before the plane blew up.
Dr. Savage, if you took over a plane's guidance system, onboard computers, and able to redirect that plane...
No, I don't deny what you're saying is a fact, but in this case... The report is clear. High-tech surface-to-air missiles spotted in Ukraine.
Correct. But I'm saying if you wanted to direct a plane over an area knowing that it was going to get shot down and create some kind of unrest as a result, they have the ability to do this with other aircraft is what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, so you're saying that they could have directed the plane over a war zone.
It won't be the first time this will happen. That's all I'm going to say.
You mean that may explain why it went over a war zone? I mean, why was it flying in a war zone? That's nice. That's another nice thought. It's another reason I drive a 1970 car from time to time without a computer in it. You know, it's Trump's share. I'm sorry I gave up my 65 Caddy convertible now because there wasn't a chip in the thing except old potato chips that I may have dropped from time to time. They certainly couldn't take that one over. Who did it? Richard WJR, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm on your side with this one. And the likelihood, you know, considering where it was shot down and all of the evidence at this point indicates that it was probably some 18-year-old kid wet in his pants because he knew that there was not supposed to be any commercial aircraft in that area. They hadn't seen it.
But here's something confounding my theory, Richard. The rebels saying they did not have any Buk missile launchers. Now, the Ukrainians are saying they had no Buk missile launchers, nor did they have anyone who knew how to use them. So who brought the Buk missile launcher into the Ukrainian area?
Join the Savage Nation.
Savage Nation, of course, we're all concerned with who shot down the Malaysian Airlines jet. We're concerned about Israel's invasion of Gaza, and we'll be talking about that for the rest of the show. But there's a very important story that we're going to cover right now that no one else is paying any attention to. And that is the story of the mentally disturbed young lady who happened to have been African-American, and that's an important point, with a baby in the back seat, got lost outside the White House, was penned in by the Secret Service and the Park Police. They executed her. There was a long investigation by Eric Holder's Civil Rights Division, and they found not guilty. Everyone was not guilty. Now, the lawyer for this young lady, her name is Ms. Carey, she's dead, is with us now on the Savage Nation to fill in the missing blanks. Eric Sanders, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you for inviting me on today's show.
So, Mr. Sanders, Miriam Carey, do you think she just got lost outside the White House?
Yeah, we think she got lost, but I just want to clarify something I heard in the opening. There is no evidence that she is mentally disturbed, according to the media.
Oh. So she was not mentally disturbed. Okay, I apologize for that. So Miriam Carey gets lost around the White House. She panics. And the Secret Service and Park Police chase her. Is that what happened?
Well, that's what happened. And, of course, when they did the investigation, they released some parts of what occurred. But, of course, they didn't release the most important part, which is they were chasing her and caused her to speed. That's what happened. Okay, that's what happened to police for a long time. People panic. It's not unusual.
Okay, so she was in a panic. They bring her to a halt, and then what happens, Mr. Sanders?
And what happened, due to their poor police tactics, she was able to get away. But I want the readers, listeners to focus on something. You'll see the picture that was posted by them. It was supposed to be an off-duty Secret Service officer who put this metal rack in front of her. Actually, that's a police barrier, placed it in front of her vehicle. And then the same off-duty was at the scene of the first shooting, which is Garfield Memorial. And you'll notice in the report, they don't say who discharged their weapons. I bet my pension, my police pension, and my license, no license, that he discharged his weapon to her. Guaranteed.
But here's the most important part to the listeners of the Savage Nation. They don't remember the story. It happened a couple of years ago. I was shocked that they would do this to a woman once they stopped her car. Didn't they violate all police protocol by unloading their weapons on a stopped car?
I can't even begin to tell you. I just look at the Secret Service old policy. You can't even discharge your weapon in a moving policy. The District of Columbia, you can't discharge, and I'm pretty certain the Capitol Police can't because they want to portray themselves as being a member of CALIS, which is really the Council of Police Societies where they like to be certified and accredited how great they are. Meanwhile, according to their own policy, you can't discharge a weapon at a moving vehicle. Not only can you not discharge, if you place yourself passively in a position where you discharge, the shooting is never justified.
All right, so who did the investigation of the shooting of your client that was now dead?
The Washington Metropolitan Police Department.
Oh, that's a very reliable investigative body. So they came to the conclusion? You mean there was no civil rights division of the U.S. government looking into this under Eric Holder?
No civil rights division. It's funny because the Metropolitan Police Department under, what's the name again, the Kathy Lanier, they have their own excessive use of force problems and shootings and people accusing the police of abusing them. They have their own problems. So I would think that would be the wrong agency to look at excessive conduct.
How come Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton didn't march for the memory of Maryam Carey?
I have no idea. But see, when we brought this case, we decided that we weren't going to do all that. We're not about the bravado and just having a big showcase. We're interested in the facts, and that's what we're trying to show people. The facts are just not there to support their position. The facts support what I said from the beginning. This is about police bravado, and this is why this woman's dead, because the police overreacted, and then they follow along with their brother instead of stopping what they're doing. They continue along with the path of destruction.
Why do you think they shot the woman? Here's the main thing. The car came to a halt. They got it penned in. She's in the car with a baby in the back, and they unload their weapons. How many shots were fired at her?
Well, the first time they discharged 8 times at her, and what they claimed is, well, she was giving me a rundown at colleagues. And I said, wait a minute. Are you telling me that you discharged your weapon towards a moving vehicle? No, no. A vehicle is moving away from you because you were trying to save your colleagues in front of you. Well, you're a bigger bunch of morons. And see, I've been pretty temperate during this whole thing. But see, I know how police officers train. That's not what you're trained to do. So you fire your weapons towards your brethren. That doesn't make any sense. And by the way, they shot her 4 times in the back and 1 time in the back of the head, which they didn't mention in the press release because they know it sounds bad. They shot her.
Do you think that there was, do you think, this is the problem. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories. Why, you're not saying they executed her on purpose, are you?
I'm not saying they executed on purpose. What I'm saying is the police officers overreacted. And what happens, and I'm from that law enforcement culture, once you get these cops wound up, if the supervisors are not there to temper and get control of things, things quickly get out of control. Whether it's Rodney King, you could pick any one of these police instances, they're all the same. Once you get
it's cops, funny you raise the specter of Rodney King. Let's not put race out of this picture. She's an unarmed African-American woman with a baby in the back seat, and she's killed by the Secret Service. Why were there no commentaries about this in the African-American community?
I have no idea, because I think part of the problem is because they already demonized her and made it look like she was crazy. I don't care if she had 15 mental conditions. That gave the police absolutely no right to discharge their weapons. As a matter of fact, if they knew the information, they still would have to have firearm restraint, because unless you could show that you have articulable belief that you are about to be killed or someone's about to be seriously injured or dead, you have no right to discharge your weapon. I don't care what state you're in.
All right, so Eric Sanders, you're a former cop who's now a lawyer. You're representing the estate of Maryam Carey, and what you want is what? What do you want?
We want those people to be held to justice for what they did. We want a full release of that report so the people can evaluate the evidence for themselves, and we want the family to be compensated. We want the estate to be compensated. We want the child to be compensated, and we want her mother to be compensated, Idella Carey, and we want policy changes and the rules of engagement around the District of Columbia, because despite what popular belief is, the fact that Washington's alleged terrorist attack doesn't mean the Constitution gets thrown out of the window.
Very good. Eric Sanders, lawyer for Maryam Carey, the unarmed African-American lady who was executed in plain sight. Thank you for being with us. I hope that the truth does prevail. Now let's go back to the main topic of the day. I booked this particular guest a week ago because I said this story deserves to be talked about. It hasn't made it to Fox News yet because it hasn't gone through Murdoch's purloins. It's probably gone through someone else's loins, but not purloins. But I decided it's an important story. But the question today is the cover-up, the shoot-down cover-up of the airplane, Malaysian airline. And we're trying to follow up on the invasion of Gaza, the military Gaza ground invasion by the IDF. The IDF says it's going in there to break up Hamas and other terrorist organizations in Gaza who will not stop shooting rockets into Israel. And the question is, where does this end? I don't know how this ends. It's biblical. It's Cain versus Abel. It's been going on since biblical times. I don't think it's going to end in our lifetime. All I know is that people are dying. It's as simple as that. Let's go back to these topics. Any calls on the Middle East, 855-407-2282. Robert, that's what we want. We want you to upgrade the calls now from the airline to the Middle East, and let's call, go to the callers on who shot the plane down. On WFTL in Fort Lauderdale, Paul, who do you blame? Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, good afternoon. Whenever there's a criminal act committed, you have suspects. One of the things you do when you try to determine who's initially involved for the investigative process is what's their track record. The new Soviet Union under Putin, former KGB colonel who probably made his bones several times over, is similar to the old Soviet Union, which shot down KL-007 in the early 80s, you'll remember, with hundreds of innocent people on board, including the U.S. congressman. So the old and the new Soviet Union have a history of shooting down airliners full of innocent people. The only question would be in this case, was the reason for the shoot down the same as it was in the KAL case? In the KAL case, they thought it was a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft and misidentified it leaving the area off the Kamchatka Peninsula and sent a fighter out to shoot it down under the misassumption it was the U.S. reconnaissance aircraft, the big four-engine RC-135. Maybe that's what happened in this case. Maybe the incompetent Russian military, and they're incompetent and pernicious, as well as being paranoid, maybe they thought this innocent Malaysian aircraft was a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft, the large four-engine type, and brought it down just as they brought down KAL.
Well, you make a very compelling point, and I can tell by your analysis that you know a lot more about this subject than we're able to ask you. Obviously, you're somewhat in the military world or the intelligence world. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm retired military, former intelligence, and there's one more point on this. The whole thing might be a KGB op. Remember, we've got so-called President Putin, really Dictator Putin, former KGB colonel. The KGB runs almost all the false flag ops in the old and new Soviet Union. This might have been an attempt to blame this on Ukraine, and if that's true, we'll see the release of incriminating information that they gin up to explain this away. Regardless of whether it was shot down on purpose or by accident, we can probably look for the Russians to come up with a good cover story.
All right, so Paul, you're ex-military intelligence, you're very intelligent, you make a good point, you certainly make a compelling argument. Next question, why was the Malaysian jetliner flying over Ukraine?
Well, it might be the same situation as happened with KL-007. What happened in that case was the Korean Airlines pilot punched in his start coordinates to take off and his destination coordinates and didn't allow for staying within established international air corridors. So he flew a great circle route that took him over the Kamchatka Peninsula, violating Soviet airspace. Maybe what happened in this case, you had another incompetent pilot punched in his takeoff coordinates, which is what, Amsterdam is where it was. And if you take a great circle route from there to his destination, it would have probably taken him over to Ukraine.
Well, okay, so you're a great caller. Next question. Israel invades Gaza. Where's that ending?
Well, the Israelis are entirely justified in their actions. It should have happened a lot sooner. I think Netanyahu's exercised more caution than he should have. He should have cleaned out that nest of terrorist rats a long time ago. But where it ends is where it started. I mean, Israel will go in and clean out the nest of terrorists and have to leave under international pressure, and the international terrorists will be rearmed again with rockets brought in secretly through tunnels across the border with Egypt and by sea.
So, all right, so you are rightly condemning and cynical of Putin as ex-KGB chief. Give me your analysis of the influx of illegal immigrants into the United States. Do you, as I believe it's orchestrated by the Obama administration, do you have the same opinion or not?
Oh, no doubt about it. And not only that, it's not just the Obama administration. They pre-coordinated this with the governments of at least Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico. Because you remember last week, I think it was, the United Nations started to get involved, setting up various panels.
Well, Paul, I'll tell you, I give you, from my point of view as a civilian looking in, a commentator, you get a AAA rating. If I had the power, you'd be Secretary of the CIA, the NSA, and Defense. But at least I can say, Paul, you're the Secretary of Defense of the Savage Nation for today. Love you. Love your call. Thank you very much. Time is so short. I have the most intelligent callers in the United States of America. Remember, mark that down. Nobody has a more intelligent audience than this show. And I think that there's a reason for it. I tend to attract a much higher IQ I didn't say higher education. I said a higher intelligence than any other talk show in the United States. I always have, and I always will, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation.
3:54 minutes after the hour, we're talking about Israel's invasion of Gaza. Is it justified, yes or no? We're talking about the shoot down of the Malaysian airliner, and we've had some incredible conversations so far. WABC New York City, Bill, on the IDF situation in Gaza, your opinion, does Israel have the right to do this?
Absolutely, and it should have been done much sooner. You see, there's a fundamental difference here between the way that the Hamas is fighting this war and the way Israel's fighting this war. Hamas's target and their goal, this is what Bibi Netanyahu mentioned as he came out of the house of mourning of one of the three boys that were murdered in the kidnapping recently. There's a fundamental difference between Israel and Hamas. Hamas's goal and their objective and target is the civilian, is the person walking on the street, is the shops and the synagogues of Israel, the buses. That is their target. That's who they want to kill.
Israel doesn't target civilians, but civilians are being killed. That's the problem. In fact, there were four Palestinian boys playing ball on the beach who were executed by accident, perhaps, by the Israeli Navy, to be honest. I mean, people die in war, but, you know, that's what happened.
It's unfortunately the case when there's every war, there's always going to be the civilian
bystanders. So you're saying the Israelis do not target civilians while the by Hamas does target civilians, in plain English.
And that's the fundamental.
Well, that's what terrorists do. They target civilians like they did us on 9/11. It's to panic the population. But the reverse usually happens. The reverse almost always happens when you target civilians, by the way. The people usually draw together and they become more defiant. Hitler tried to terrorize the English in World War II with the V-1 and V-2 rockets. What did that do? The British became more defiant. So, what can I say? The Islamists tried to panic the American people with 9/11, and what happened? We drew together like we haven't been together since Pearl Harbor, and then Bush went in, maybe the wrong country, maybe the right country, but he went in and he gave them a good shellacking, wherever he could find them. For whatever the reason, he gave them a good shellacking. So, this is what's going to happen, is they're playing with fire every time they take on a more powerful military. Now, unfortunately, in the long run, I'm afraid the balance starts to tip in the other direction. That's the real problem. But that's a topic for 100 years, 10 years from now, or 15 years from now. Who shot down the airplane is the real question. Who shot it down? Was it Putin? Was it Obama? Was it the Ukrainians? Was it a rebel offshoot group? Was it the CIA? I mean, you know, you can blame anybody you want. But the fact of the matter is, innocent people are dead. Big question, why was that plane over Ukrainian airspace? Shouldn't the Malaysians have known better? Who did it? It's a whodunit on the Savage Nation when I return right here on your local station. Thank you for giving me 15 minutes. I hope I've given you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400.
Dude. And they told them to...
Yeah, yes, they hid their missile launchers in mosques. So when Israel blew up the mosque, they were called attackers of Islam. They hid them inside a school. So when children got hit, they called them attackers of children. This is an old tactic.
That's right. And they tell them not to leave their houses in restricted areas and things like that where these weapons are hidden. And furthermore, I think we're losing the information campaign on a national level.
All right. Your opinion is Israel has every right to invade Gaza. 855-407-282. Let's go back to WABC in New York. Chris, who shot the plane down? Go ahead, please.
Michael, hey, you do a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Who shot the plane down?
Well, you know what? I'm thinking, you know, the way John McCain is reacting, it's astounding how quickly he jumps to just want to jump into war.
He immediately wants war. He immediately went for war.
It doesn't seem to matter who wants to fight. He just wants to fight. And I don't know who he's working for. But anyway, I've been...
Well, I do know who he's working for. If you look at McCain's funds, you'll see a great deal of them come from weapons manufacturers. He loves war. He's an old war hawk. You know, we all have to respect the fact that he had the guts to enlist in the Navy, to fly a jet. He didn't do a very good job. Unfortunately, he got shot down. It could have happened to greater men than him, and it did. But the fact of the matter is, he suffered for five long years in a Vietnamese torture chamber, and we all loved him for that. We respected him. He was our hero. But we wake up and find out that now he seems to be just a warmonger.
seems to have emerged as a tool of the military-industrial complex, and it's kind of sad. But something I've been looking into is the Bank of International Settlements, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. But that is an entity which is really the bank to all the world banks. And I'm not quite sure who runs it, but I think they are the powers that be. And
so, wait, you're saying that the financial organizations were behind or had something to do with the shootdown?
Well, it was either a mistake, like you said, or something like this could never have been a mistake. And there was a meeting in Brazil yesterday, as you know.
Yeah, but you're not saying one of the bankers went there and manned a book missile launcher, are you?
Well, I think that possibly that there are certain people who believe that Putin and the other people in the BRIC organization want to end the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency.
And all right, let's say that that's what they like to do, to completely smash the dollar and completely wreck Obama. How does that fit in with shooting down a Malaysian airliner?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but I think it might fact in with Putin being in the vicinity.
Okay, well, it's a very loose, you know, set of ideas there. 855-400-7282. Who shot the plane down and why is the real question. And we'll go to some of the callers right now. Internet, Bob, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead with your theory.
Yes, sir, Dr. Savage. It's a pleasure. Hey, look, we did it. And the reason why we did it, well, you look at it, it's reverse psychiatry. And, I mean, I'm not intelligent like you are, but when it comes to this kind of stuff, and he says the first thing he comes out with his speech, and he says, well, there weren't no Americans on there, and it's just like in the court system. We're trying to get the Bible out of the court system and put the Barack Obama basketball in there to put your hand on and pledge. And when you got, and when you go to this race theory and stuff, now I'm an electrician, and that wire doesn't know what color it is. It's just like your blood running through your veins. And you take, and he is a black wire that come out from underneath the car, and you put it inside an electrical panel where the black wire go, you're going to short circuit it because it is a neutral wire. It is negative, and you're putting it on a positive, and that's in simplistic form. But they are using reverse psychiatry, and if you watch that one movie that they put out, I couldn't believe it. Me and my wife are watching it. It's 9/11 in plain sight. And you
wait. I'm not following you on the electrical cords and the color of the wires, but you're saying this is a conspiracy like 9/11?
Yes. On 9/11, if you watch that movie, 9/11 in plain sight, it came out in 2007. It's on Netflix right now, and
I know the conspiracy theory that Bush did it. I don't believe that, frankly. I mean, I've seen everything you can imagine on it. You know, there are many, I'd say hundreds of millions of us who watched the planes crash into the towers. I really don't think it was demolished from inside, I mean, to be honest with you.
After you watch that movie and you see it.
Well, it's called brainwashing. In other words, after you watch a propaganda film, what you saw before that was real isn't real anymore. Anyway, look, we're all entitled to our opinions, what makes the world go around, to be honest with you. WABC, George, who shot the plane down? Putting all wires aside, red wires, white wires, black wires, who shot the plane down?
It's more probable that rebels shot it down. According to former Ambassador Pickering, it was just on CNBC, because they've been shooting at various planes going overhead, so the probability is that they were the best reason for it. And then they want to blame the Russians because they want to make the Russians the bad guys while they're...
Wait, I'm missing something. The rebels are Russians.
No, I'm not the... Well, not the rebels, but the... I'm sorry, I misspoke. The people who were shooting at it couldn't possibly have have a high enough missile, so it had to be somebody that, from a governmental standpoint...
That's right. Shoulder-fired missiles cannot attain the 33,000-foot altitude.
Right.
So therefore, it was a highly sophisticated military weapon, and as I reported first, it's now being picked up by AP because I've studied this. It has a range of 72,000 feet, or an altitude that can reach 72,000 feet, which is astonishing. The Russians designed it to hit our spy planes. They designed these in the 70s. And the fact of the matter is they were used against our flyers in Vietnam, incidentally. But these are much more advanced, obviously, 50 years, 45 years later. And we don't know who shot it. The Russian rebels said they didn't have a Buk missile launcher. The Ukrainians say they didn't have a Buk missile launcher. So who owned it? Who shot the thing?
Well, that's up
to... I don't have an answer. You see, we don't know. But we need to stay to the... At least keep some of the facts. At the same time, Israeli military launches ground invasion in Gaza Strip against Hamas. And it's really to destroy the underground tunnels that reach into Israel. I don't know if that's going to be enough. You see, the problem is that they're at war, and the other side will not stop until they win, whereas Israel always stops before they win. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 85.
The Savage Nation, of course, we're talking about who shot down the Malaysian Airlines plane over Ukraine and the Israeli invasion of Gaza. There's a local story here that just came out here in the Bay Area in Marin County. You're not going to believe this one. Police investigate road rage shooting in Corte Madera. Now, this is as lily white as it gets. Old white guys with bags of dog waste walk around here. There's never any problems. A 69-year-old man is in the hospital with serious injuries. A 71-year-old man was arrested for having shot him. Started with a road rage incident. And one chases the other. The man races to his house, pulls into his driveway, goes into his garage with the other idiot chasing him. He closes the garage door. It hits the other idiot's vehicle. Meanwhile, the jerk inside the garage fires shots into the garage door and hits the guy. Can you believe the story? Two old white men like this shooting each other? I mean, you can blame it on gangs if you want. There's no gangs here. Old white men on drugs, probably, went out for a bagel. I don't know what they went out for. This is unreal to you, you know, and this is why a friend of mine told his sons years ago, very wise guy, died years ago, wise man, not a wise guy, very fine lawyer. He told his grown sons, he said, if ever you get into a road rage incident on the highway, and the other guy pulls up, like, screaming at you and yelling, he said, always gesticulate a sort of conciliatory nod, like with your hand, like, I'm sorry, you know, a gesture, didn't mean it. He said, defuse it immediately. Because you don't know what the other guy is going to do. People are stoned, they're drunk, they're armed, they're dangerous. Anyway, we can't control what goes on in the world. Lucky if we can control what goes on in our own house, our own backyard. Can you believe these stories? Who shot down the plane is the main story. Alabama, Bill, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your theory?
Hi, Michael. It's the boogeyman shot down the plane so that somebody can point fingers. And who is pointing fingers at the boogeyman? Well, it's the same people pulling McCain's chain and Obama's chain. The people with the most interest in the world turning to chaos are the people who want Obama out of the news right now. And they want it off the cable. You know, all these scandals. And they're the ones who financed it. They're globalists. I can name them, but I don't know we can talk about them on your show.
So you're going to the conspiracy theory that it's a little too convenient in following the horrible crash in Obama's poll numbers, the shock to the Democrats that Gallup is showing immigration as the number one problem in the mind of the average Joe out there. Suddenly the next day a plane goes down. So you're saying that it was on purpose?
Probably.
All right. Well, we don't know. You think we'll ever know?
That's the crowd I
joined. I know. So he joined that crowd. 855-400-7282. Albuquerque, New Mexico on KKOB. Kevin, who do you think shot down the Malaysian Airlines jet?
Dr. Savage, one and honor. Thank you. I think the Russians did it. I think it was an accident. I think they may never know the truth, seeing how the black boxes are now on their way to Moscow. They're going to spin this. I mean, as you well know, no one tells the truth anymore. They're going to spin it, so it could be a great mystery. One of those things is going to go down in time. I don't know.
I would think this is going to be a mystery like the other Malaysian Airlines jet, which no one even knows where it is right now. But what's a paradox here, an irony? I don't have the right word. Again, a Malaysian airline plane? How is that possible? Do they have the dumbest pilots in the world? I mean, what is going on here? Why would this guy have flown over a war zone?
Yeah, I like the one caller that called in talking about maybe just, you know, dialed in the wrong navigation, went over like KAL-007. Yeah, that's plausible.
Yep, we don't know. We don't know who did it. On the issue of Israel, Internet, Jim, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, you go to war for one reason, to win it. Israel gets their foot on Hamas's neck, they need to step on it, and that's the only reason you go to war.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it. Israel will seal the tunnels and claim they have a victory and leave again. And the rockets will start flying again.
Yeah, well, they're taking a script from the way we're running things now.
That's right. They're taking a script from the Vietnam War. I guess they have some American advisors from one of the from the Obama administration telling them how to wage war now. Maybe they have one of the admirals that Obama appointed who's never shot a Daisy BB gun. Yep, it's a Potemkin situation. It's the savage nation. Who shot down the plane? Does Israel
have marks of a mistaken identification of an aircraft that they may have believed was Ukrainian? If that's true, this is a horrible, if it's true, this is a horrible tragedy.
Okay, the warmonger, of course, would love it to be proven to be the Russians who shot down the Malaysian Boeing 777 over the Ukraine this morning, because then he would have a justification for the military-industrial complex paymasters who keep him foaming at the mouth. But I say not so fast. I say use your logical faculties, not your emotional faculties. What do I mean by that? You have to start with who gains the most. Let's say it wasn't an accident. Okay, start with it was an accident. Now go to it was on purpose. If it was on purpose, who did it? What would the Russians gain by doing it? Nothing. They would look worse than they are. What would the Ukrainians do if they could say the Russians did it? They'd gain the world support once again. What would the Americans gain if they were behind it? Oh, they've already gained. The theocracy and autocracy that exists in America today between the church and the Obama administration, which has been found out for having sold out the United States of America, suddenly 17% of Americans, according to Gallup's latest poll, make immigration the number one problem immediately now. That's off the headlines and all of the foamers in the media who were not covering the border invasion to begin with, are now suddenly covering this. Wait until you see the next time you see anything about the carloads of 25-year-olds with gang tattoos coming across the border. Now, before I go back to this Malaysian Airlines business, I want you to go to my website. I'm not going to make a dime if you do. There's a picture you must see from the London Daily Mail. Obama's poor children pouring into the U.S. That's my headline. The children are 25 years old. They're strapping men. They're not children. They're coming in by the trainload. So who did this? Okay, so Putin's coming back from a meeting with new allies, and all of a sudden, this happens. So who is behind this? Who is behind this is what I'm asking you. We all know something happened. Who did it? Right away, the libs jump to conclusion, bad Russians did it. Evil Russians did it. Get Putin. What, do they want to go to war all of a sudden? All of a sudden, the liberals want to go to war with Russia overnight. I don't know. No one has the answer, but I do know this. People are shocked to find out that the Russians have a Buk missile system that is truck-launched. And each truck has its own radar, by the way. It does not have to go through a centralized radar facility. By the way, has a range of, an altitude range of 72,000 feet. I want you to keep that in mind if you think that the Russians are laughable. The Buk missile launcher has an altitude of 72,000 feet, was designed in 1971. So don't laugh at the Russians so quickly. But we don't know if it was shot down by a missile. Now, here's something off the RTUSA website, which is the official Russian USA website, I admit. But since we have our own propaganda websites called ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC, let's not immediately dismiss RTUSA, because RTUSA is reporting something you haven't seen yet. President Putin's plane might have been the target for Ukrainian missile. Did you hear this one yet? That hasn't made it to your news headlines yet. I'll read what the Russians are saying. Again, can't confirm, can't deny, can't confirm, can't deny, don't know who did it. What we know is there are people dead. Don't rush to judgment. The Malaysian Airlines MH17 that was traveling on the same route as Russia's President Vladimir Putin's jet shortly before the crash that killed 295, according to Interfax News Agency. Listen to this carefully. Again, it's from Russian news. Quote, I can say that Putin's plane and the Malaysian Boeing intersected at the same point in the same echelon. That was close to Warsaw on 33M echelon at the height of 10,100 meters. The presidential jet with Putin aboard was there at 1621 Moscow time, and the Malaysian aircraft was at that intersection at 1544 Moscow time, according to the news agency. Quote, The contours of the jets or aircrafts are similar. Linear dimensions are also very similar. As for the coloring, at a quite remote distance, they're almost identical to source added. As you know by now, flight MH17 crashed in Ukraine on a flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur and was carrying 295 people. The flight was due to enter Russian airspace when contact was lost. Now, many people are rushing the judgment, including the lunatic Geraldo Rivera, who started screaming that the blood of these people is on the hands of Putin right away. And there's McCain calling for an act of war. Now, what's conveniently omitted from all of this is the timing of all of this. Up until this morning, the number one story was the influx of refugees, immigrants, border crashers, invaders, whatever you want to call them, swarming across America because they're being invited by the Obama administration. And finally, according to the Gallup poll, 17% of Americans said immigration is the number one problem. Bingo, a plane goes down. So now there are people, and I'm not one of them, but you have to understand that not everyone with a conspiracy theory is idiotic. Conspiracists are saying, wait a minute, how do you know the CIA didn't shoot it down with, let's say, a piece of equipment made to look like a Russian equipment? Why? Why would they do that? Why would the CIA have done that? Or why would, let's say, German intelligence have done this? Or French intelligence? Or British intelligence? Could it not be, because all of the world is now against Russia, that one of these intelligence agencies shot the plane down in order to tar-brush Russia, make Russia look worse than they already are? Why? Well, just last night, our dear leader announced expanded sanctions against Russia. And if you saw that press conference, which I saw, I was appalled. I was appalled that the community organizer gave a speech, attacked Russia, then turned his behind on the press and walked out like King of God there. Didn't take one question. All we saw was his derriere in his ears, walking away, very unpresidential. And all of a sudden now, the next day, no immigration problems. The trainloads of immigrants are gone. The TB is gone. The scabies are gone. The H1N1 flu is gone. The overwhelming of our hospitals and schools. I am very excited by this. I'm excited by it because everyone's blaming everyone's. What would Russia gain by shooting down a passenger plane? Let's start with that. Let's start using our heads. Would Russia have knowingly shot this jet down? The answer is, of course not. It only makes them look worse. So they wouldn't have knowingly done it. It is possible that one of their 18-year-old kids manning this missile battery, the Buk missile battery, maybe the kid was 18 years old, he had no supervision, he saw the plane, he was afraid of getting bombed from a high altitude, and he just pressed the button. Maybe it was a mistake by one of the Russian separatists. But in terms of who would do it knowingly, not the Russians. Knowingly, I said, maybe by accident. Who would do it knowingly? Possibly the Ukrainians to make the Russians look bad. And I'm sorry to tell you, if you want to range into the conspiracy area, again, I'm not joining them, period. Let's go into the conspiracy area because people are talking. They're saying it's very convenient that this jet was shot down literally hours after Obama was in deep trouble, as the Democrats are over the flooding of America with illegal aliens. I didn't say I agree with that. However, if you're using your mind and you are able to think and you are a free thinker, you certainly could analyze that. And moreover, if you were a detective, listen to what I just said to you. If you were a police detective investigating a crime, the first thing you do is say, okay, forget all the evidence. Let's start with who has to gain from this, who has to lose from it. That's what you start with. That's not what you end with, but that's what you start with. Then you go to the black box. Then you go to the pieces on the ground. Then you look at the fragments of the missile, if it was a missile, and you try to find out the origin of that missile. Now, that, of course, will not prove anything. Because let's take the worst possibility that it's conspiracy by intelligence agencies opposed to Russia that want to really destroy the nation. Because the Russian nation, that is Vladimir Putin, is the last holdout against the New World Liberal Order. And I'm telling you right now, Putin is the only thing that stands in the way of making the entire world over in the image of the New World Liberal Order. If you look at it from that point of view, a whole different world opens up to you. I'm saying use your mind. I didn't say I agree with that. What did it? What shot it down? Meanwhile, House Dems are pushing amnesty on Twitter, saying America's doors are open. And what's really strange about this is John Lewis, who's an African American, says our doors are open. Why would John Lewis, a Democrat from Georgia, not be concerned first about the poor African Americans in America? Why would he be in cahoots with Nancy Pelosi on this issue? Why? It's astounding to me, but I have all of it in front of me. How do you feel about the theocracy meeting the autocracy? We've heard for years that the left hates the church, hates God, hates religion, hates the family. Now all of a sudden the left is in love with the church because it's no longer a church in the way that you came to see churches and synagogues. Churches and synagogues that once taught God's law. Churches and synagogues that once talked about morality. Churches and synagogues which preach the Ten Commandments hardly exist anywhere anymore. Instead, they become giant social clubs and leftist social clubs at that. And now you wake up and find out that they are in cahoots with the federal government. Now you find out that they're making billions of dollars a year in federal grants, contracts, etc. Catholic Charities, the Baptist brown shirts, that's their definition themselves, not mine. How do you feel about that? I meet people one after the other who tell me they believe in God, not in any organized religion. Whether they're Christian, I meet Jews who say it. I meet a lot of Christians who say to me that they're very spiritual and they believe in God, but they don't believe in a church. It's not the first time I've heard that. Now we find out that it's one, you know, cozy relationship after another. Now, the DHS says that parents are giving birth control to the girls coming in from Central America because they're being raped along the way. Listen to clip number 8. You're not going to...
I've met with enough of these kids now, including a 15-year-old in Nogales 2 weeks ago who was 3 months pregnant, to have a real sense for what these kids go through. We've heard about how before they leave Central America, some of these kids' parents actually will give them birth control in case they're raped along the way.
You mean because they're being raped along the way, not in case. That's the price of passage, a little rape on the side. Now, any parent who would send her daughter through Mexico knowing she's probably going to be raped and the boys are going to be beaten and abused is an abusive parent who should be arrested by Interpol. The United Nations should arrest the parents for doing this to their children. I mean, Obama's being the mastermind of all of this. You say, come on, how can you keep blaming him for that? Cut it out. Because I've shown you, I put the paperwork up. A contract was issued last January. DHS offered contracts for services for these illegals. They knew it was coming. They planned it every step of the way. You get it? Now, we reported there are cases of tuberculosis that are being brought in. There are cases of scabies being brought in. There are cases of Border Patrol agents coming down with untreatable tuberculosis. That's the Border Patrol saying it. And yet we have Mr. Gutierrez lying, putting out the big lie that they're not bringing in diseases. Listen to clip 6 from Mr. Gutierrez.
It's incredible. It's the old argument, right? I mean, they use it against immigrants when they came to Ellis Island. They use it against my mom and dad when they arrived from Puerto Rico in the 1950s. You can go and check. They're bringing diseases. Look, the fact is that hundreds of thousands of Americans travel to Honduras, travel to El Salvador, travel to Guatemala, travel to Mexico, travel to Central America. They're not coming back with the diseases.
No, they're not coming back with it because they stay in first-rate hotels, Mr. Gutierrez. But you know you're lying because the Border Patrol is reporting that they're bringing in scabies, TB, H1N, and swine flu, my friend. So stop putting out the big lie and stop trying to couch everything in racism. The fact of the matter is no sane nation on earth brings infected individuals into a country. But if you have a theocracy and an autocracy and a complicit media, there's nothing you can do about it. The only hope... No, I can't say it. I can't go down that road. No, sorry. I checked that. I have my limits. Pope Francis calls on U.S. to welcome illegal immigrants. That's right. The Argentinian Marxist pontiff claims that the illegal immigrants, listen to what the Pope's twists it to say, quote, they're forced to emigrate, suffer, and often die, blah, 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 blah. Many of their rights are violated, blah, blah, blah. They are obliged to separate from their families and unfortunately continue to be the subject of racist and xenophobic attitudes. This is the Pope! Putting out this hate. Now, the fact of the matter is the government of Honduras itself has said that they're not leaving because of violence. The government of Honduras said that they're not leaving because of violence. They're leaving because they're going to get a free ride in America. It has nothing to do with xenophobia. It has to do with insanity. That's all.
Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855.
And over Ukraine is the big story. No one knows who did it. Everyone's immediately blaming Russia. I say, wait. Not so fast. Very convenient, isn't it, to tar and feather Russia the day after Obama imposes sanctions on evil Russia. Guess what's off the headline? The trainloads of gangbangers coming over the border. Look at michaelsavage.com. I have pictures of them They're not children. The children are the face. The teenage men, in fact grown men, are pouring into the U.S. by the trainload. Mexico's dumping them on us. And I have pictures of it to prove it from the London Daily Mail. U.S. newspapers will not show you the pictures of the actual men. Go to michaelsavage.com. Look at the pictures. An intelligence report just came out showing U.S. policy, not war, is driving the immigration crisis. Even the president of Honduras says that. It's not the war driving the kids here. It's America inviting them in with sugar. A war crime has been noted. Hamas has been caught storing missiles inside a school. Inside a school. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans paid for the Mississippi attack ads painting the Tea Partiers as racist to show you how wonderful the Republican Party is. That's old Mitch the Gobbler McConnell. VA nurse says dying vets denied painkillers. I guess they're being saved for the illegal alien children. During the ceasefire in the Middle East, so-called, the Palestinians used it to hammer Tel Aviv with the heaviest barrage yet, but your news reports didn't show you that. In Miami, a shop owner's conviction shows Miami's link to the global black market deals in rhinoceros horn. Take a look at the doll who runs the store. Meanwhile, the gang the Bloods threatened to kill more cops after an officer was executed. There's a war going on in America. And instead of America taking sides in this war, Obama's doing fundraising. The lead story, though, on MichaelSavage.com, again, going back to the Malaysian Airlines story, we still don't know who did it. Everyone's blaming Russia. They could very well have done it by accident. What would be in it for Russia to shoot down an airliner? Well, you think they're stupid? So either the Russian separatists did this by accident, or it was done on purpose by one of the many intelligence agencies who want to make Russia look bad. That could be European intelligence. It could be Ukraine's themselves using Russian equipment. We don't know. We will never know. But interestingly enough, the idiot Malaysian pilot flew over airspace that has not been flown over by other airliners. They were told to avoid it. So what does that tell you? Also, be sure to catch my audio, Theocracy Meets Autocracy, a soundbite on MichaelSavage.com where I explain how the left wing has now embraced the churches because the churches have thrown religion out. Now, why would they do that? Well, the churches are making billions off the immigration crisis. I'll let you figure it out. Okay, thanks for giving me 15 minutes, and God bless America.
Savage.